In the kingdom, taking over is allowed.
It's allowed, sir. Yes, sir.
Overtake is allowed. Is allowed.
Yes, sir.
I know you have been running from January to November. My brother, there is a supernatural spirit coming.
Yes, sir.
Woo. Amen, amen, amen.
The latter ring. The latter spirit. Brother, it is not those Kenyans understand me. In athletics, it is not man that start running first. President, if it's 5,000 kilometers or 1,500, you see some people at the back. They are running slowly. They are running slowly.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you that are running your first, you are happy that the guy is at the back. But brother, when you know that it's about 100 meters, when you know it's about 200 meters, brother, it is not the starting line.
Yes.
It is the finishing line.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But it's not about the starting. It is the finishing lane.
Yes, sir.
Brother, we are in the finishing lane.
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating to somebody? And because you are the finishing lane, you are taking over.
I'm taking over.
Nick, in my heart, you don't understand.
Yes, yes.
Whatever has eluded you,
taking over. Yes.
For the past months, the remaining months, may the doors of heaven be open in the name of
Jesus. Amen.
I know you need blessings.
Yes, sir.
I know you need miracles.
Yes, sir.
I know you need manifestation.
Yes, sir.
See, listen to me. Listen to me. Before you judge me, before you judge me, the Bible says Jesus died poor that we might be made rich.
Yes, sir.
Hello? And the Bible says he delights in the prosperity of his people. Children. In as much as we're in this earth, there are needs we need to meet. Oh, come on, am I communicating to someone?
Yes, sir.
So before you judge me, amen. Last month we preached about Maranatha. Jesus is coming, right?
Yes, sir.
We talk about eternal life, right?
Yes, sir.
But before this eternal life and why we are still on the earth, the Bible said the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit. And one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is meekness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you have the Holy Ghost, meekness is in you.
Oh, yes.
So you're already a meek man.
Oh, yes.
Before you judge me, before you judge me, I know you need something. And I'm here to be that bridge for you. I want to pray today before I start my message. Complicated issues. What did I say? Louder, louder.
Complicated issues.
Louder, louder.
Complicated issues.
I want to invoke God's hands.
Last.
You have tried. You prayed. You fasted. But yet nothing works. This service is for that. Some of you have sown seeds, even seeds. You sow seeds, trusting God for it. And yet, it appears nothing is working. You have tried your best, but it was not working. I agree. Even in life, there is what is called a resistance. Current is flowing, but there's a resisting current. It resists the flow. Am I communicating to someone? I've seen where there is a supply of water, but once your pipe is blocked, am I communicating to someone in there? I don't want you to go to this out of this year empty. You will not go empty in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't ever think that your case is too complicated for God. Over the week, I declare that the reason why God is late is because he wants to give you the latest miracle.
Yes, yes.
You are not clapping because I... If you believe what I'm talking, clap for God. Woo. I know some of you are here. God is late because he wants to make you the latest.
Amen.
My friend, even the prodigal son has a place. Sir, even the prodigal son has a place. He was a son, but he was a prodigal son. But when he returned, the father gave him the best.
Amen.
Don't condemn yourself.
Yes.
Even though you are a prodigal son, just return to me. Yes. The best is for you.
Amen.
The best is reserved for
amen.
You.
Amen.
I hear better. Amen.
Amen.
Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to pray for the complicated issue. It could not be you. It could be your sister. It could be. God has raised you as a high priest in your family. Oh my God, am I going to get into
yes,
so it's not about
yes.
yourself alone.
Yes.
Don't be too selfish.
Yes.
Your sister depends on you.
Yes.
Your brothers depend on
yes.
you.
Yes. Yes.
Those around you depend on you.
Yes.
Most times when they are confused, they ask for prayers.
Absolutely.
They ask to pray for me.
Yes, sir.
I'm here with the anointing to resolve complicated issues.
Amen.
Oh my God, am I communicating with someone?
Yes,
there?
Sir.
What's so different about that? That is that the people is talking about 300 people. But after God, what's so
man. Hallelujah.
Maybe you don't understand that testimony until you come to a point in your life where you lose job and there's nowhere to go. That you understand the importance of testimony. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
And in Doha, losing a job and not having job is different from staying in Nigeria or in Kenya. In Kenya, you can walk to your brother and your sister, your cousins, and you eat and go free. But Doha here, the door is always closed. Even though their bed is 6x6, even though their bed is 6x6, they will tell you there's no place. Somebody says it's full. Even though it's 6x6, they tell it's full. It's full. But they are, if you see their size, it's either 4x5 or no, 4x2. Am I right or wrong? You've not walked into that until you understand what we are talking about. Raise up your hands up your brother. It could be your brother. It could be your sister. It could be anybody. I want to pray. I want to pray about this issue. As I'm saying, some people won't understand. Until you come to a point of what I'm saying. You know, there are things that as a Nigerian, you don't enjoy in the land of Kata. Oh, come on.
Yes, sir.
Like others enjoy. It's not your fault, it's the fault of some people.
Yes.
And you are living righteously and walking righteously. Yes. Father, it is time to intervene.
Amen.
Father, it's time to intervene. By the hand of God. Every issue. Sarah's issue was complicated. Who believed at the age of 90 she could see consult? That is a complicated and impossible situation. We all know the same for that Abraham. Complicated issues. What will a man say? A child is already dead. and was about to be buried. The only child complicated this. But Jesus intervened and said, Tabitha, daughter, arise.
Oh, yes.
Maybe you have given up on this issue. That family gave up, thinking that was the end of their daughter. But Jesus showed up. I pray for you that Jesus will show up for your case. I said, Jesus will show up for your case. He will show up now. Not even tomorrow, now. I said, now. Wherever it is required to reach, I declare heavens will reach for you now. The angels will make way for you now. I said, the angels will make way for you now. If it required to dry the sea, if it required for God to dry the sea, for you to pass through, I command that sea shall be dried in the name of Jesus. If it require for the walls of Jericho, the walls of your situation to fall, I command the captain of the Lord of hosts to go forth for you in the name of Jesus. Lord, go ahead of your people now. Go ahead of that daughter. Go ahead of that son. Go ahead of that woman. Go ahead of that family. I said, go ahead of that family in the name of Jesus. By the hand of the Lord, we denounce and we arrest and we put a stop every forces against you in the name of Jesus. Anyone under the sword, whoever has stopped you from today, he shall be dethroned for you in the name of Jesus. They will give way for you. You will walk into favor. You will see that letter coming back. You will see you sound and tidy. You will be sound and healthy. I declare that healing in the name of Jesus. That man that refused to do anything for you as a sponsor, let there be a change in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, the situation of your sons and daughters, they need your supernatural intervention. Oh God, that miracles they have been carrying in their womb, that blessings they have been carrying in their womb, and not the enemy want to abort it. I prophesy, you will never suffer spiritual abortion in the name of Jesus. Your blessings will not be aborted.
Amen.
I say your blessings will not be aborted. Amen. That project will not be abandoned.
Amen.
I say that project will not be abandoned.
Amen.
Supplies are coming.
Amen.
Supplies are coming.
Amen.
Business are opening.
Amen.
Jobs are coming.
Amen.
I say business are opening.
Amen.
Jobs are coming.
Amen.
Promotions are coming. Lifting is coming.
Amen.
Marriages have been manifested.
Amen.
Yeah, it is done today. It is done today. You in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Come on, put your hands together and take your seat. Hallelujah. Take your seat.
Breathe on me. Breathe on me. The Holy Ghost fire. Breathe on me. Yes, it is.
Just sit as you sing.
Today I'm leaning on Holy Ghost fire.
Breathe on me,
breathe on me,
Lord.
Breathe on me,
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Oh,
breathe on me.
Yes, tell us God.
Yesterday,
today,
Holy Ghost fire, breathe on me,
rain on me,
rain on me, rain on me,
rain on me,
rain on me, rain on me,
Holy Ghost power,
Holy Ghost power,
rain on me,
rain on me.
listen. Holy Ghost, show us. Rain on me. No power, show us, oh God.
Holy Ghost, show us.
Ay, 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 ay.
Rain on me.
Holy Ghost, show us.
Holy Ghost, show us. Rain on me.
Last week we had a scripture from the book of Zechariah, verse 1. And the scripture made us say, ask of me of the latter rain. And I will make bright clouds and pour dew the showers of rain. And we talk about the latter rain blessings. And I'm glad to say testimonies are already taking place.
Amen.
I love that. Amen.
Amen.
And we told you the importance of the latter. The beginning might be small, but the latter end, God will use. And we give an example of Job, who the Bible says, and the Lord bless the latter days of Job. The latter days. And the Bible says, even in our old age, we shall flourish. So it is not over. Because I know for sure, God is here.
Amen.
And this morning, briefly as we speak, we'll be talking about outpouring of what blesses. There was a rain, the latter rain, but today what shall it be? Come on, what shall it be? What shall it be? And then it just says, ordinary rain now, that will be outpouring. And next week we will have a
blessing. Amen.
Look, we are clapping. Louder, 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 louder. Maybe you don't understand the prophetic service. When there is a pouring of rain and blessings, the next is harvest. Take your bowl and lose it, right? Put on the sickle. We give you harvest.
Yes.
You must have harvest.
Amen.
You must have harvest.
You must have
harvest. Amen. No one should be the fruit of my labor.
Sure.
I can't suffer for others now.
Amen.
Yeah. You don't work now. Forgive me, you will labor, another person will eat.
No.
I will plant the seed, and someone will come and harvest. It doesn't work like that. It's an error. What did I say?
It's an error.
Louder. 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 There's an error going on. You stop it. You have the certificate. And somebody says, take your place. No, it's an error. You're going to have this. Your children have graduated thinking that I'll get your job, and they are not getting your job. And somebody who will not make anything says, you're getting the job. You must enjoy it. Fathers, you must enjoy the harvest of your children. Okay, if you want, you want that
form of Friday,
don't miss out. Hallelujah. Don't watch, don't miss out. Because I know there are some of you who are not praying that prayer. I will retain that prayer for this. I purposely retain it because there are some of you who have not suffered this life, but you have not taken it.
Amen.
Am I right?
You are.
Am I right?
Yes.
I've seen people who suffer this life. When you ask them, I've been here for 30 years, but not to so soon. That's an error. That's what? And if you have friends like that, bring them on Friday.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Shout out that amen. Am I communicating to someone in the house? So quickly, let's begin to proceed to the scriptures. And we begin from this. All right, you read the book of Psalm already, right? 112. Okay, let's go there. Psalm 112 is a big reading, but we'll take it for 25 verses. And please write down Psalm 65, verse 11. Just put them down, please, help us. Psalm 65. Psalms, the book of Psalms 65, verse 11. If you like, 9 to 13, if you want. 11 is my focus here. Psalm 112, verse 1 to verse 10. Just put down, write it down, don't worry. Isaiah 44, verse 3 to 4. Isaiah 44, verse 3 to 4. I will be building my ground to Jesus as the Lord help us to proceed. around those scriptures. I'll be building around it. And then there will be other scripture references. But as we go, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So let's begin with this book of Psalms 112. 1, 2, from verse 1. Few scriptures are already there. No, but the rest go home and read them. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, wow. What did he say?
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Please read it. Read it like you're reading the Bible. 1, 2, let's go. Praise the Lord. Bless the man that fear the Lord, that delight greatly in his commandment. Go to verse 2. His seed shall be mighty upon
him. You know, I love this God.
You fear God, you delight in him, and God says, I don't know you, even your children.
Amen.
His seed shall what?
Mighty.
Upon the earth. Go ahead. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Yes, the generation of the upright shall what? Be blessed. Verse 3. It's my core verse. Go ahead. Verse 3. Now, 1, 2, let's go. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. What the Bible says? Help me. What did he say?
Wealth and riches.
Louder. Come on. What did he say? What did he say? Wealth and riches shall be where?
In his house.
Shall be where?
In his
house. Outside his house?
In my house.
Am I communicating to somebody? It will be in somebody's house.
No, my house.
It will only be in the street.
No, my house.
You will walk around and be looking at them.
Oh.
You know there are some of you who don't look around.
Look
around. Ah! You guys, so where will you be my own? Am I communicating to somebody? I'm not supposed to say what I'm talking to you, right? Amen. You are walking and just looking. On the street, you are seeing it. Every part, you are seeing it. My brother, there will be a turnaround for you. Those who despise you before, they will soon celebrate.
Come on.
Your amen is not sounding like I'm thinking of it. Now, maybe I'm the only one talking. I have been despised before. For your information, I have been what? Despised before. So when I say those who despise you, very soon they will celebrate. I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Glory. They will soon celebrate.
Amen.
They will soon celebrate.
Amen.
I am telling you. I don't know, have you ever seen where people don't care, they don't bother, you are no woman, you are nobody, nobody calls, nobody even knows that you're a woman. Somebody hear what I'm talking
about?
But from today, after this prayer, you will resist.
Yes.
I didn't hear that. I said you resist.
Yes.
I said you resist.
Yes.
They will soon look for you.
Yes.
I said they will soon look for you. Am I communicating? If you believe what I say, shout a better amen.
Amen.
Listen to me. This is not
about angel.
Yes.
Look, I speak that one.
This
will not be angel. It's about knowing what I'm talking about.
Yes,
not about it. Not about it. Not about it. Catch it. Wrong with it. Others
they did before you.
Your brother, your sister is God. That's the choice. Others may be before you. But I'm telling you the truth. Others may go
before you.
But remember
God made you a choice.
Amen.
Am I speaking to someone?
And you
should understand who you are.
Wealth and riches.
Shall be.
Wealth and riches. Am I louder? Oh, louder. If that sister is not understanding, tell him, I say, look at me, very soon. Amen. You will come to celebrate my way. Come on, shout it louder, amen. Hallelujah. Wealth and riches in his house. In his house. It has to come. Gentlemen, may I say this to somebody? God is not wrong for writing that is in your house. He would have said, wealth and riches is in the street. You would have said, waste and riches is in the world. But he said, it's in your house. What? Thank you. Am I going to get this in your house? Come on, can I tell somebody in a few minutes, Lord, I command every wealth and riches that is outside your house, let the door open. Let the door open now. Come on, begin to pray that prayer. Come on, pray that prayer in 1 minute. In 1 minute. In 1 minute. Whatever it is. In 1 minute. In 1 minute. In Jesus' name. Maybe you don't understand what I'm talking about. A woman, unfortunately, was... The bank said the husband has an issue and has owned the bank. And unfortunately, the man was incapacitated. And the woman was suffering, paying the loan. Was suffering what? Paying the loan. He couldn't eat. He couldn't drink. It wasn't easy for her to feed. I'm not speaking to someone in the house. She became a daughter of God, retired of God, and trusted God. She keeps sowing for the kingdom. She keeps declaring the word of God. Few years later, the bank wrote to her and said, we made a mistake.
Hallelujah.
We made
a mistake.
Oh my God. Very soon, those who did not call you for an interview, they will say, we made a mistake. That your amen is not sound. I said, we made a mistake. Your husband did not owe us. But because of this mistake, we are not going to only pay you the amount you have paid us, but we are going to give you an interest and it will be double. No, the way you are clapping, I don't understand. Tell somebody by your side, do you think my condition will continue forever? Land that, come on, speak like a confident person. Come on, speak like, get bold. Tell the person, say, look at me. You think my condition will continue forever? Wealth and riches is in my house, and I receive them. You will witness it now. Come on, shout a better amen. Oh, some people think that you're a loser. You know the things that people look at you as what? A loser. No, children of God don't lose now. No, it's not part of us. We don't lose. We never lose a match. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have not lost any match. The season has not ended now. Tell your neighbor, say the season has not ended. Amen. For those of us that watch Premier League, and I say it again, confidently, I do at least one match. Only last week, the women took over, so they didn't allow me to watch any match. Mommy and his group. And the rest, they are there at the back.
Amen.
But you know what? The interesting thing about it, in case you don't watch it, don't worry. I'm not promoting it, but I'm trying to tell you what happened there. Yes. Thank you. That's where I'm coming. So don't think that you are taking first and they see you first now. The season is not over. Just wait for the season to be over. So my friend, don't think that I'm winning. I am coming back. I'm coming with speed. I'm coming with speed. Furious speed. Driving like Jehu in order to take over. Aya, lakata yaba. Am I communicating? So the season is not over. It's not over. Am I communicating to someone? So wait for me. I'm there. In your majesty. Who will stop me? No one. Honestly. No one. Guys, I'm telling the truth. Hannah was barren, right? But when her season came, she took over. Not only she took over her house, she took over the entire country. Penina, who was making guy, season was not over now. Penina became Pam, right? You know how it was making guy. All manner of things he says. Hallelujah. Ah, God. One time in life, a friend of mine, we had the same course. I think he finished ahead of me. One day he came to the house and threw all my load. Amen. I was squatting with a young man. He doesn't give me food even, just to squat and go where I want to go. And I had this wonderful Benin woman. Amen. Mama Lulu. That's her name. Yes, I can't forget. He said, my son, don't worry. If he's coming to eat, Anytime I cook, just come and eat. Just, I wanted a place to sleep. One day this guy was my classmate. He finished ahead of me. When one day said, he threw my load. You know what he did? Your prayers are too much for me. Shout a louder amen. Your prayers are too much. I don't know what I was doing. I didn't stop him. But I just prayed to my God. He threw my load. But it wasn't long. When God lifted me to a certain company, he came back looking for a job.
Amen.
Your amen is not sounding like I'm out. But at this stage, I can pay him salary confidently.
Amen.
Am I speaking to someone in the house? Yes. Is somebody understand what I'm really talking about? Yes. Hey, neighbor, so the season is not over now. What is your problem? It's not over. Amen.
Yes.
Season is not over. I said the reason why you don't understand. I don't care. I carry VVIP blessing. If anybody is telling you, tell and say, man, well, come on. That is general blessing. Huh? Common blessing. Me, I carry what? VVIP blessing. Where the VVIP sit, is the same thing with any man? No, right? The way you treat VVIP, is that how you treat ordinary common person? My friend, the reason why people don't understand is that you carry VVIP. And those in VVIP, they're not made in a day, right? Am I communicating? They are being trained. They are being groomed. Ah! Sister, you are just being grooming because God is about to take you to a VIP place. Oh, yeah. You don't understand what I'm talking about. Very soon, some of you will be there to celebrate with you on your VIP husband. Hallelujah. Come on, tell someone, say, I carry VIP blessing. Am I communicating to somebody? So don't worry, the season is not over. Because when it comes, you will know now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Guys, you don't understand. God bless you, ma. Some people understand me. Thank you. Oh, this one, you don't understand. See? Okay, now go to scripture first. Psalm 65, verse 11, what it says. You know it is a popular scripture, right? The Lord cram your ear with what? With goodness, right? Let's put it. Don't worry, it's not about quoting now. I just want to, because sometimes we need to read the Bible so that. Amen. Yes. I want to show you something there. Okay. Hallelujah. Quickly. Psalm 65, verse 9. Let's start from verse 9. Okay. Okay. It's all right. Don't worry. All right. All right. Let's start from there. But we'll just read quickly. All right. 1, 2. Let's go. We still the noise of the sea, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. God will quiet every noise. Ah, you didn't hear me. I say, God will quiet every noise against your life in the name of Jesus. He said, he silenced their noise. He silenced their noise. All the raging seas, God silenced them. The raging seas, God silenced them. They also that dwell in the boat. Go ahead, verse 8, correct? Let's read it quickly because they also that what? Sorry. Yes, that were utmost part are afraid of what? They are afraid of what? They are afraid of what? I'm telling you, the world must be afraid of God's tokens, God's doings, God's manifestation. They are afraid. Go ahead. That they make us what? The outgoings of the morning and the evening. Rejoice. The outgoings of the morning and the evening to rejoice. The outgoings. Come and help me. The outgoings. Louder. As a child of God wants you to rejoice in the morning and to rejoice in the evening. It is only God that wants you to rejoice both in the morning and in the evening. My brother, your blessings is complete both from morning and evening. You didn't hear that? You didn't hear that? Am I communicating? God is not tired with repeated blessing. I say it again. God is not what? Tired with what? With repeated blessings. If God bless you yesterday, he will still bless you tomorrow. He will still bless you next day. Hey, come on, am I communicating to someone? My friend, the outgoings of the morning and the evening. It's a repeated blessing. Tell your neighbor, God is not tired with blessing me. He will bless me repeatedly. Louder, say, he will bless me repeatedly. Don't be jealous. You are not with me at all. I don't know what you are. Maybe the person is not prophesying. Tell the person, say, don't be jealous. God will bless me repeatedly. The outgoings of the morning and the evening is meant for me to rejoice. Shout it loud, ever. It must get better. The outgoings of the morning and the evening. Go ahead. I have not finished that scripture, so don't think I've finished. Verse 9. You think I've finished? So I'll go. No, I'll not go. Let me finish. Amen. Now, when God blesses the outgoings and the morning and the evening, put the scriptures together. First of all, he quiets their noise. He put the enemy to the side. I said, my friend, this is my time for my children. Don't get there. There is a limit. You cannot pass this one. Now, that one to where? Thou visited the earth and water it. Who visited the earth? May God visit you today. Amen. I say, may God visit you today. Amen. May you be the candidate for visitation today. Amen. By the power of God, he will do it for you. Amen. One time, I went to the U.S. Embassy. I can't remember which month it was. When I applied for the visa, and when I was going, I saw somebody who's a security man. One guy like that, hefty like this. Hey, I know you. Praise God. You know, sometimes we are very funny, you know. Everywhere we go, people see us as even. I know you. And I looked at him and said, no, I've been to KCMI before. Praise God. Shout a louder amen. Amen. Then I understand that what you carry is too big. Don't mess it up. Anyway, for your information, I went there. They asked me some few questions. I submitted my visa that day. The next day, it was approved. This is months back. But I'm just saying, your own lasted, but my own, the next day, it was approved.
Amen.
I submitted today. The next day, say, my friend, come and collect your. Ask my son. I didn't even check, sir. So you're right. I did not check when it was approved because I wasn't. You know what I'm talking about. You know, because I know some of you, you know, these things look like something. There are some of us that some things are no more prayer requests. They had to be answered like that. You can't talk. Maybe the way I'm talking, you don't understand. There's a level you reach. Heavens will reckon that you are part of him. So you don't pray. And I didn't pray for it. There are things I don't pray. I pray for your soul. I pray for God to bless you. I pray for God to open doors for you. But there are things I don't just cannot pray. For what? The Lord help us. Let me stop there. Let me stop because you won't understand some mysteries. Praise God. Let me stop there. Because there are some of you don't even understand the mystery I'm going. Amen.
Amen.
May you reach a place where nobody will deny you.
Amen.
That's where I'm coming. May you reach a place no one will deny you. When I went to UK, did I? I didn't pray for it. Why should I pray for that visa? For what? Praise God. I'm telling you, I don't pray. Those things are not a prayer request for me. I'm sorry to say to everybody. Okay, if I want to travel, okay, take it. You stamp it. Because there is a connection in heaven. You can't deny me that. Am I speaking to someone in the house? Better you understand God. Though. Tell your mother, say, you understand God. He says he will soften the ground. You didn't see it. Okay, read it for them because they don't understand. That's why I'm coming. That's where I'm going. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, quickly. Now, he what the great enriches time. He waters it there. What? That greatly what? Enriches with what? The river of God, full of water. That prepares what? The corn. Can you give me Messenger Bible? Or ESV? I don't know any of them. I love that one. Okay, come. Oh, visit the earth. Ask her to join the dance. Deck her out in spring showers. Feed the God River with what? Living water. burn the wheat fields. Garden. Creation was made for this. Go ahead. Go ahead. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Quickly, I'll go back. Drench the flower fields. Yes, that was what I'm looking for. Yes. Drench what? The plowed fields. Soak the dead clods with rainfall. As harrow and rake, bringing her to blossom and fruit. If you like, let your ground be hard. When God comes, he softens it. When God visits you, he will soften you. Can you 1 minute and tell yourself, God, soften this ground for me, Lord. Just 1 minute, pray that prayer. Soften the ground for me, Lord. He said, even if it's dead, even if it's rocky, I will soften it. I will soften it for you. This is God. I will soften it for you. No matter how it is, I am the Lord. I will soften it for you. May that your case be softened in the name of Jesus. May the Lord go ahead of that sister. That family, may God go ahead of you. Those children, may God go ahead of you. My sisters in the Lord, may God go ahead of you and soften the issues for you. Your case is over. In Jesus' name. Isaiah 44. Then in verse 11, it says, he crammed your ear with goodness and your pasture dropped with what? With fatness. I stop there because of time. You read the rest at home. Isaiah 44, as I begin to round up. Isaiah 44, from verse 3. Verse 3. Verse 3. All right. Sometimes I still get here. I don't know what's wrong with me. 1, 2, let's go. 1, please read it with me with joy. 1, 2. Are you thirsty?
Yes.
How many of us are thirsty? I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty for his blessings. There's an outpouring going on. There are showers going on. There's an outburst coming now. You know, the choir did a song for us that was enough to find to your spirit. Outpouring is coming now. He said, I will pour. I will pour. For I will pour water on the thirsty ground. Thirsty souls, thirsty brothers, trusting God for miracles, trusting God for his fullness, trusting God to fulfill his purpose and his plan concerning you. Has God spoken to you? It shall come to pass.
Amen.
I say it shall come to pass.
Amen.
Have you had God in the past? It is time to fulfill his word.
Amen.
You see, I sense streams causing them through the parched heads. I will pour out my spirit upon your descendants and my blessings upon your children. Go to verse 4. I love this. I love this. Go ahead, verse 4, last on that area. Now, want to go. They shall sprout like grass on the prairie, like willows alongside the creeks. Everywhere you will see them with the blessings of God. You are rising up. You are sprouting up. Oh my God. Is it, they will sprout up like a grass. It means you are coming out like a grass. Amen. They can't stop you. They can't cover you. No force will cover you. No witch will cover you.
Amen.
No powers of the enemy will cover your blessing.
Amen.
Am I speaking to someone in the house? And every demonic activity over your life is terminated and has come to an end in the name of Jesus. Has come to an end. Has come to an end. Has come to an end. Their pronouncement will not work for you.
Amen.
The cost of the costless shall not come to pass.
Amen.
You are not a... Nobody can cost you. Because Jesus has been made a cost for you.
Amen.
Okay. So let's look forth. What are the pointers to this outpouring blessings? The pointers, let's look at those pointers for outpouring blessings. The pointers for what? Oh, for pointers. We look at those pointers, those things we are looking at. What are those keys? You can put it. For these keys of outpouring blessings, what are the keys? What are the keys? The Bible says for those who are tested. So, number one, you must be tested for it. What I said? You must be tested for it. You must be tested for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You must be tested for an outpouring of the blessings of God. It all starts with your thirst and hunger for God. It all starts with a thirst and hunger for what you want. Am I communicating to somebody? Nobody will give you anything if you don't thirst and hunger for it. Am I communicating to someone? You must thirst for it. So number one, you must what? Come on, number one, you must what? You must thirst and what? And hunger for it. That is the truth. We want that burden of the power of God. You must test for it. Even Jesus was speaking to the apostles, the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, from verse 27 downward. And even before that, in chapter 1, he was telling them, they said, wait. And in the book of Luke, I think he says so, right? He said, wait until you enjoy a power from where? From on high. Am I communicating? So when the outpouring came, the whole people saw them because they were in the upper room. They were waiting for it. They were testing for it. God is ready. He said, I will pour water upon the testy man and woman. Those who are testy, you shall receive it. Amen. I say, you shall receive it. Amen. He says, in the last day, it shall come to pass. Says the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Do you know what the word of God says? Now, in the book of John chapter 3, it says, out of their belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. John 7, 37 to 38. Out of their belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. God is ready to fill you if only you are thirsty. If only you are thirsty of what God is about to do concerning your life. If only you are thirsty for it. We can enjoy revival if we are thirsty for it. There will be only outpouring in our life spiritually if we are thirsty for it. Without test, He won't fill us up. He won't fill us up. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over. Yes, Lord.
Fill me, Lord. Fill I overflow. I wanna run over.
Testing for him. Test and hunger for righteousness. Number two, you know it. You must taste and hunger for righteousness. It is the ground for the blessings. It is the ground for the blessings. It is the main key for God to open unto you. He said, the righteous. So you must test for hunger and hunger for what? For righteousness. You can get that in Matthew 5 verse 6. Matthew 6, verse 33, you know it already. I don't have to think about that. Hallelujah. May Jehovah come true for you in the name of Jesus. Number three. You must be a covenant practitioner. What did I say? A covenant what? Practitioner. Enough. Sons and daughters of God, being hungry and thirsty is one thing. But we must practice what we preach. What I said. Come on, what do we say? Am I communicating? Must be a covenant practitioner. When God tells you, give me your tithe, and I will open unto you the front gates of heaven, you are withholding your tithe. Hello? Hello? Am I communicating? It's so clear in the Bible. Give me your tithe, and I will open unto you what? Amen. The windows, and I'll pour you unto blessings. Open doors and diverse. If heaven's open for you, my friend, even your room cannot contain it. What are you talking about? A small flood. All of us are running here and there. Most of us did not come to church because of flood. How much more when He poured the blessings? You guys are looking at me, right? Amen. Somebody, some pastor was talking that day. He stays about 6 hours for a journey of 20 minutes. Amen.
Amen.
So you can imagine when the floods of blessings come to your house. It means, no. It's not about your house anymore. Even the banks will be looking for you.
Amen.
Even the banks will look for you. Yes. Have you ever seen that there are some people that they don't go to bank? Am I wrong, please? If you help me, am I wrong? There are people, I don't know, but I know in some places in my country, there are people don't go to bank. The bank workers come to them. Am I communicating to somebody? They will even take you for lunch. They will even take you for dinner. Oh, may you reach that place. Your amen is not sounding like I'm telling you. But to pay tithe, we have been preaching. We have been saying it. Only a few people come around. And I know in Doha here, by the grace of God in this ministry, I am telling you, those who are applicant, they are not more than 5% or 2%. Am I communicating? God has given them job. Whether it is 100, whether it's 900, whether it is 1,000, whether it is 5,000, whether it's 10,000, 20,000, 30, 50, or 100, whatever. God has blessed us. We are doing one or two things in this ministry. But to come out and be a covenant practitioner is difficult. Sow seed. We have to tell you, you know what I mean? Squeeze you, put it on the, what do you call it? We display it every month, now and then. Some people, even the one who told me to open that Nigeria account, I open it up to now, their CC has not gone. Let me use the word CC. I'm just covenant practitioner. I'm talking about being a covenant what? Practitioner. But some people are hearing and some people are doing. That's the joy about it. When last did you sow a seed for God and trust God and say, God, I'm believing you for this outpouring? When last? I ask you a question. Tell your neighbor, say, when last? Louder, louder, say, when last? When last? Come on, louder, say, when last? When last did you sow a seed? Louder, tell the person, say, when last did you sow a seed? I say, tell him, when last did you sow a seed? Amen. If I ask you now, you don't even know when. But you are sowing your seed for other property. For other things. Am I communicating? But when did you go to your father and say, Daddy, this is for you? We must become a practitioner. I need to stop here. I need to stop here. I need to stop here. Because the fact is that the church wants blessings. But when it comes to the point of where we can give to our father, we are resisting it all the time. And it says, through prosperity, my church shall be built. Amen. Am I communicating to somebody? It's only that. Zechariah 1:17, right? Yes. Amen. It says through prosperity. So we must understand. Giving should not be a load. It should not be a headache. It should be free. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. He said, I'm the Lord that giveth you power to get wealth. So the question is that do your part. Tell number say, do your part. Number said, do your part. And I'm telling you, when you do your part, God will fulfill his own. Can I ask you a simple question? When last did you sow a seed, the man who's been preaching for you every Friday? Amen.
Amen.
All our pastors, when last did you sow a seed to them? I say, the Lord bless you. I bless you. But I'm glad though, there are some people who are doing it. But 2 weeks ago, I don't know, somebody walked into me, and the brother is here, I think, walked into me and said, I want to sow it into your seed. I'm seeing what God is doing in your life. I want to be part of it. And I hugged him, and I prayed with him. The Shunammite woman understood the place of sowing. No, no, there are people that know it in this church, and they will never lack it in Jesus' name. My God, whom I pray for, with them, they will fulfill it in the name of Jesus. They're Christ. I'm asking you a question. Be a covenant practitioner. Stand up.
Stand up.
We stop there. I give you how many? 3, right? What else? 3, right? Thank you. Father, let's appreciate the name of the Lord so that we can take the offering. It's almost 10 minutes now. Let's thank God. I want the choir to end up with well. Come on, appreciate God. Choir, you can come up right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless the name of the Lord. Begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to God briefly. And I'm going to pray one prayer. I've already prayed before I started this journey. So of this message. Please, you are here. For 1 minute. As the choir walked in, please. Walked into the altar. Before the offering takes place. 1 minute. You are here and you say, Jesus, I need you. I've been walking on my own. I've been doing it on my own. I need your presence. Lord, I come to you this hour. Please. Let the movement, apart from fire, please. Apart from fire, let the movement stop. Thank you. And you want to say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Eyes closed for a moment. I want to pray with you wherever you are right now. So raise up your hands. We're going to declare together in the name of the Father and of the Son. Oh, Lord, wherever you are, hearing me now. And those watching me online, just ask, oh Lord, I ask for your mercy. I ask for your mercy, oh God. Just say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you this hour. I submit myself. I surrender my life to you. Lord, I ask your mercy that you forgive me and cleanse me from every unrighteousness. Father, from today, Lord, I embrace you as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me. Today I'm your daughter. Today I'm your son. My name shall be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So shall it be in the precious name of Jesus. God bless you for those who raise their hands, and Lord be with you.